This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number 3. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Have we got the guest?
Yes.
Okay, outstanding. So, my next guest, he is a writer and a commentator and a writer and a very keenly analytical mind and a writer. And I say that over and over again because he's a really good writer. And he's been with us before, and it's been far too long since he has been with us. So joining us again is Alan Corwin. Good evening, sir.
Nice to be with you, Bill. That was a very interesting introduction. Thank you.
Well, you know, I got to emphasize the things I like about you there, sir. So anyway.
Tell that to my wife, would you?
I will. Get her on the phone. We'll talk to her now.
A longer list would be good. You know, I've written 14 books, and it seems like that's all I ever do is write. But then people tell me I'm never here, so I don't know who to believe.
Knowing how much your prolificness, I would say you're probably a writer.
Yeah, I would say I'm a writer.
Yeah.
That's what my card says.
That's what, and, you know, like when you call me, it says Bloomfield Press. It doesn't say, Bill, it's Alan.
Well, I've done that too.
Yeah, okay. So, since the last time we talked, we have seen quite a few things. Where would you like to kick off? What would you like to for us to have a little commentary on here? Because I am very interested to see where you'd like to steer this.
Well, seeing as we only have 6 hours in which to fill that.
Ah.
I don't know. Everybody's commenting on the election, and most of it you can't tell. In fact, I learned this from my daughter, and here's a trick your audience can try. When you watch the news, you listen and see if you can say, you don't know that, to everything they say.
Right.
Because they sit there on these panels commenting, you know, Trump thinks that he can, you don't know that. You know, I think North Korea is going to, you don't know that. Almost everything they deliver that they call news is, they don't know. They're giving you opinion, spin, narrative, conjecture. They have this attitude. Anderson Cooper is the worst. Wolf Blitzer is just as bad. Cooper just won an award as a journalist, and he's anything but. He's a propagandist. This stuff is driving me crazy. I've been writing as an ombudsman since 2006,
right,
watching what the media does and commenting on it. And there's no news anymore, Bill. Where do you get news?
Well, I think, and there, nothing that you can listen to, right? I mean, I think you have to go to places like stuff that you write, and Ammo Land, and all these other places to get the various viewpoints, because I look at most of the legacy media as just one big propaganda fest. I don't even look at Fox and say, oh, at least we have one conservative thing out there.
I think you're right. I think you're right. In fact, my brother called me, and my brother's a reasonable guy, but he lives on the East Coast, so he's
right,
inundated with leftism. And he called me to tell me that our children are in harm's way because of the slaughter and the murders that occurred in the temple and the murders that occurred in Florida. Florida and in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Now, the, one was 12, one was 11. Horrible, horrible events. But on the same day, 80 people died in their cars in car wrecks. Now, the two murders, mass murders, what they call shootings, but of course shooting is a noble pursuit that so many Americans are involved in. They don't call them murders, which is a crime. They denigrate this fine sport we all take part in,
right,
shooting. These two sets of crazy people murders was in the news over and over and over. But all the people who died in cars doesn't even get mentioned. So my brother's concern about kids being in harm's way, he's completely lost. The propaganda is so thorough that he can't see where the real risks are. And there was a report came out of MIT that since Uber started, it's responsible for 1,100 deaths a year because so many people are using Uber that they're giving up on other forms of transportation, and transportation deaths are switching to Uber. 1,100 a year. And my brother's worried about 11 murders and 12 murders, and that's being used politically to say we've got to take everybody's gun away. But that's not where your real risks are. So the public is in this cloud and vapor that doesn't describe reality.
Right.
And how do you even address all of that?
Well, it sounds like, for example, your brother, he and I was like looking at this election. And my analysis of the election is that we do have a lot of low info voters. I don't think we have as many leftists as we do leftist politics, but I think we have a overabundance of people that are just too lazy to do any critical thinking. So they watch TV.
Yep.
And, I mean, most people want to be able to be financially secure, financially independent. They don't want anybody overseeing, looking over their shoulder. They want to be able to pick and choose and move as they will. And yet a lot of them voted against their own interests. And they don't even get it because they're listening way too much without doing any critical thinking. And I don't know. I've long thought that the biggest detriments to American society are MTV, smartphones, and social media.
Oh, my God. Now we need 8 hours. There's no way to do sufficient critical thinking on the candidates, unfortunately. You elect them because of what you think they are, and then they become something else when they go to Congress and drink the water inside the Beltway.
Yeah.
It's corrupt at its core at this point in time. And at the state level, where you can have some connection and find out who the people are, it takes so much work and effort. I spend a lot of time working on the propositions. We had five of them, six actually. One sprang on us at the last minute. I study them. I read them. I figure out what they say. I post it at gunlaws.com, my website, and I circulate it to my list, which is about 8,000. And people can read it and figure out what that is, but they don't do it themselves. That's like my job. It takes me weeks to dope it out. And we had two, Bill, this time where you had to vote yes to say no. We had a new tax, so you had to say, yes, I don't want the tax.
Right.
And it's tricky. We had two of those, vote yes to say no. How is a person supposed to figure it out? And we won both of those, thank goodness. They wanted to tax services.
Right.
Not just product.
Well, I've got a couple of very cynical theories I want to throw at you when we get back, coming up on the first break. But I want to get your take on this simply because I think that a lot of things are put in place in order to steer and propagate the propaganda. But as we're coming up on break, where can people find your stuff? Where can people find your books?
You can reach me at gunlaws.com. You can send me an email, read my papers, get on my mail list, take a look at my books. I've written 14. My company carries over 300 books on gun law, gun safety, gun strategy tactics, gun politics. That's our bag, gunlaws.com.
Check them out. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at Burnout.
Mugs.com.
That is the perfect cup of coffee the whole time you've got it. Do you drink coffee, Alan?
Yes, I do. I have a cup in the morning.
How long does it take you to drink a cup of coffee?
I'm still drinking it. No. I don't know. I never measured it. I'll do it tomorrow. Give me a call.
We'll do that. Because if it's taking you a little bit, if it's taking you all day, you need a burnout mug. I'll hook you up.
I thought that was a very clever ad. I'm thinking about the physics of it. You know, I'm an amateur scientist, and so they're absorbing the heat, storing it in some kind of material in there, no electronics. Fascinating idea.
Well, I got one of those digital laser thermometers, and I don't know how this is happening, but when I pour the initial cup of coffee into it, it's like at 141, and then in about 60 seconds, it's going to be down to 133. And then over the next hour, it will not go below 124.
Isn't that interesting? I have a digital thermometer, too. We're out in the desert. I've measured the hottest temperatures we can get out here in the dead of summer. Came up with 163 on the side of our grill with it off. Here's one for you. You like this kind of thing.
Sure.
What's the hottest water can get when you boil it?
I don't know.
It can't get hotter than 212 Fahrenheit or 100 Celsius. That's maximum. Can't get hotter. You apply all the heat in the world, it just boils away. But that's what boiling point is. The substance can't get hotter. The rest of the heat turns it into steam.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
I have friends, you were talking about low-info voters. Yeah. I have friends who can't understand that. Well, you just turn up the heat, it gets hotter, right?
Yeah.
No, that's it for any melting point.
Yeah.
I don't know. How about this? Here's an idea for you, Bill.
Sure.
You can't vote unless you got a brain and can pass the test.
That's the litmus test you got to pass in order to get that registration card.
And own land.
Oh.
No. Now we're really being elitist. No, I would never propose that. But when people say you ought to pass a test to own a gun, that's like saying you ought to pass a test to vote. And it seems to make sense with guns to the illiterate and the low-info person. Well, how can you own a gun and not take a test? Well, how can you vote and not know what the three branches of government are, the difference between the Declaration and the Constitution,
right,
what balance of power means, and yet we let all these people vote?
Let me ask you.
Training?
Yeah, let me give you my cynical postulation here, and you tell me what you think.
Please.
I think for the Democrats, especially in these areas like California, New York, name any gun-free zone. I think anywhere where there's a gun-free zone, this is at work. I think that this is in place and happens all the time, simply so that we can have these rampage killings that actually get out of hand and go somewhere. Unlike, say, what happened at the Alabama McDonald's, where the rampage killer walked in, and he had an armed citizen walking out, and that guy was like, you know, I didn't get any napkins, plus there's a rampage killing. I think I'll go in there and engage. How about that?
Yeah.
And or Kroger. The Kroger thing where they tried to want to go to, you know, racists want to go to a church and then he decided to go to a Kroger store. So, you know, all the, and I think they do this so that knowing that these kind of events are going to happen and they don't care that people die in the middle of these events because this sets them up for an ability to be able to push their agenda.
It's not cynical at all. You're absolutely right. They don't care about the people who die. They only want to use that as political capital to ban firearms, coalesce power in their own hands, and make sure that the authorities are armed, which is them, and that the peons are not armed. And it's a classic political model. It's been going on since biblical times. And you're absolutely right. They don't care about the lives. And so it's okay with them that this happens. Look what's happening in the inner cities. We have 6,000 murders a year in the inner cities for many years in a row now. And no murder trials. No murder trials.
No.
We have a show trial when a little girl is shot by some uncle or some maniac, and the trial will be on for days, weeks, and months, and we'll watch some of these smiling faces on the news almost in glee reporting on the murder trial. And yet with 6,000 basically black-on-black murders in the inner cities, what we used to call ghettos, there are no trials.
Right.
There's no law enforcement. And then they tell us, all these people are getting killed. We've got to take the guns away. Black lives don't matter. That's the conclusion.
Well, I often wonder why, you know, there's this kid named Maj Touré who actually goes around into these ghettos, but he's a pro-gun advocate. He goes out there, but none of these gun grabbers ever go where the, you know, it's sort of like the old Sam Kinison thing where you talk about the people living in the deserts that didn't have any food, and you say, you know, you got to go where the food is. Well, these gun grabbers need to go where the violence is.
They don't want to. It's counterproductive.
Well, it's already in leftist hands, too, isn't it?
We're working on a bill in Arizona. It'll be the third year in a row, and a couple of other states are looking at it, too, to address some of these problems from a legal standpoint. With the Congress now divided after the election,
right,
the chances of moving things on a national level are low. But remind me, I'll tell you how that may happen. But on a state level, we want to define infringement. Infringement is banned under the Second Amendment. We don't think of it that way, but shall not be infringed means infringement, whatever that is banned. Well, if you take a firearm that somebody legally owns and you make that illegal, that's infringement by definition.
Right.
So we're looking to create the definition that taking a firearm that somebody legally owns is infringement or banning it. And then taking it or attempting to take it is aggravated infringement, and that's a felony. So they can go ahead and try and say the AR-15 is now banned, magazines that hold 10 rounds are banned. That's infringement. You're taking something somebody legally owns, and that's not allowed. Then if you, a police officer, attempts to enforce that, the officer now has legal backup. He can't take that, because that would be infringement, and it's a felony. So we stop these gun banners by law by defining infringement and making the act of infringement, aggravated infringement, a criminal act.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this when we get back. I'm talking to Alan Corwin. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Nearly 9,000 firefighters are continuing to battle wildfires in California on Tuesday. Search and rescue teams have been using cadaver dogs to try to locate victims of the campfire in Northern California. Jody Jones is the mayor of Paradise, California.
Right now, we need time and patience and perseverance. I've seen these things on TV before, and it'll be one neighborhood. But in our town, it's the whole town. It's 90% of the residences. It's just everywhere you look, there's nothing.
Late this afternoon, a judge ruled that Palm Beach County could continue counting votes for an extra 5 days. Those votes were supposed to be counted all by Thursday. The judge gave them until the 20th of November. Governor Scott's attorney, Jason Zimmerman, said this all comes down to a trust issue.
We have a trust issue in this process, and we need to do something now before it is too late.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Yeah, I use one every day, every night, all day. Well, no, I don't use it that much, but I use them a lot. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. I am talking to Alan Corwin. We're talking about a bunch of different things. I do have one question. Well, I'm going to say one name with a question mark for Arizona. Okay?
I'm listening.
Kirsten Sinema?
Sinema.
Cinema.
Kirsten Cinema. Kirsten Cinema. Yeah, she took the election. We're pretty upset about that, many of us. But, you know, that's what elections are. I think the most important thing about elections is that we keep changing the leaders. But, boy, oh, boy, for Arizona to have a Democrat senator. Well, we didn't have a senator for 8 months with McCain.
Right.
The media kept saying, oh, he's getting better. He's hanging in. We kept getting reports that were not verified, not true. And McCain was basically a Democrat in his performance. You know, he was censured by the Republican Party here. But now he's an idol and a hero. I don't even want to go into that. She won. She's our senator. I hope she represents us. I don't know. Very hard to say. And
yeah.
I don't endorse or oppose candidates per se. It's just no way to deal with it. I try and deal with the statutes. I've written 10 books on gun law. And so those subjects are what's on my mind. Where are the laws going? Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Maybe you have an answer. Is there a way, or what is the way, to stop mass murder? We're seeing more and more of it. People are encouraged or incentivized to commit mass murder. I have a bunch of ideas. What do you think?
Well, I think they've done a couple of studies, and when you look at some, I refer to these guys as rampage killers, and out of the last 27 rampage killers, 26 of them were fatherless.
Yeah.
A lot of them, they're giving off, you know, they're giving off every sign known to man. Nicholas Cruz in Parkland, Florida, he gave, you know, he was giving off, they went and saw him 33 times. Elliot Rogers in San Bernardino, they went and saw him. James Holmes, they were tracking him at his university. Aaron Alexis.
What I hear you saying is that, first of all, I don't name the names. They don't need any more notoriety, and some of them seek that.
Yeah.
And I don't call them killers. They're murderers. Big difference. And so they knew them, and there's probably 1,000 people on the We Know This Guy list right now.
Right.
990 of them who aren't going to do anything. So they know them after the fact, but that doesn't stop them. They can't go in. We can't have a society where I think this guy is dangerous, lock him up, is the guideline. I don't know that that's going to get us anywhere. Afterwards,
well, now,
they go, yeah, he was weird.
Let me tell you why I named the names. I'll tell you why I named the names. I remember when Colin Ferguson, the Long Island subway shooter, when that occurred, I never saw a picture of Colin Ferguson. I only saw a picture of his Ruger P-89. They'd be talking about Colin Ferguson, and they would have the picture of the Ruger P-89. And while I understand the media gets out there, and they glorify a lot of this stuff, and they make
boy, do they ever.
They make the attention-seeking, they amplify it and make it seem like it's a great thing, and that they achieve their end of the notoriety they seek, and it just goes on and on and on.
And
at
some
the
of
same
these
time,
guys mention it as the reason they did it. You'll know my
yeah.
name. I want to be famous. I won't be a nobody anymore. And I got to disagree with you, Bill. You shouldn't be
okay.
mentioning their names. It just helps keep the copycat effect.
Right. Well, the thing though is that when you're asking me if they can be stopped, they do get stopped from time to time. Like,
well, they get shot.
Quite,
the only
yeah.
way these things
yeah.
stop is they get
that,
shot.
Well, I think what is it? There's six phases one of these murderers goes through prior to him. You know, phase six is the actual act that he has been working his way up to.
This I haven't heard. Tell me more.
Well, five of them, you know, part of it has to be the beginning and the fantasy and of it. There's other parts where he starts to look at the places and begins to consider the targets. Then he actually goes out and gets the weapons he needs to carry it out. Then he sort of does it, you know, in a dry run, and then he actually does it. And with any one of those first five phases, if they could be interdicted, if they could be intercepted, like Elliot Rogers could have been intercepted, or any of these other guys could have been intercepted. When the police interacted with them, they could be stopped, right?
Well, how many of them actually get stopped at those points? And this is a very good...
None. None.
Thing. This is a very good thing you're bringing up, though. If there are intermediate steps, we
right.
can identify them and stop them. But we just got to be careful. I go out, somebody else I know goes out, buys a bunch of guns, buys a lot of ammo. That can't be a bright red line. And we've got to be particularly careful about these so-called red flag laws.
Yeah.
Following that?
Yes, I have.
The red flag law business is you can accuse your neighbor, and your neighbor's guilty. This is what Mao Zedong did and wiped out all his opposition by simply accusing people. We saw that in the Kavanaugh hearings. We had crazy people stand up and accuse him of things that didn't even make sense. And everybody jumped on that bandwagon. You
we
can't have people saying, this guy's too dangerous. And in fact, the biggest problem with that, Bill, is that a person who's too dangerous to bear his own arms is too dangerous to be out in public.
Yeah.
But the red flag laws don't take account of that.
No, they don't. And the other thing that's happened is in Maryland, they've actually killed a citizen.
I saw that. The red flag law got an innocent person killed. The idea that they can come in without due process and take your property, you think that leaves you pissed off at the end?
I'm sure.
A firearm?
Well, I mean, it like you said, and I think it's David Kodria who said, if you can't have a gun, you shouldn't be allowed to walk the streets without a custodian.
Yes.
I think
out in the open anyway. You can buy gasoline. You can buy a machete. You can buy a chainsaw. You can buy a rent a truck. And you can go buy another gun, for Pete's sake, at the same place you buy cocaine.
Yeah. Well, I think this whole the red flag law thing, I've been against it since they were talking about the gun violence restraining order in California, where they already have something called 5150, where they can pick you up if they think you're a danger to yourself or others. So they didn't need something where they could go confiscate your guns, and then 2 weeks later you see a judge.
Every state has that. Anybody who's really dangerous can be involuntarily incarcerated.
Yep.
It's in federal law. If you're involuntarily incarcerated, you lose your right to keep and bear arms. And it's very hard to reinstate that right, although you should be able to. But under these red flag laws, they just break into your home without due process. They take your firearms. And here's the funny part. You can go to court 30 days later and go, Your Honor, I'm not crazy. Give me back my guns.
Yeah.
And how well do you think that works?
No, it doesn't work very well at all.
No kidding.
Although we're coming up on the next break, I want to ask you about another little thing that's happening out there right now with the NRA. Alan Corwin, tell them one more time. We got about 15 seconds. Where can they find your books?
Gunlaws.com. Send me an email. Look at the books I've written, the other things I carry, all my white papers. Gunlaws.com. Send me an email. We'll have a chat.
I'm so glad you called me today. I love a stimulating conversation. We'll be right back. My guest is Alan Corwin. This is Lock and Load.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mommies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only.
Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
That's the perfect cup of coffee for a very long time. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I've been talking to Alan Corwin the whole time we've been out here, writer, activist, legal mind, and such. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about what's happening in Europe? I mean, it looks like Europe has decided to consign themselves to being taken over by Islamists. Is that something you've been looking at?
Oh, I've been watching the Muslim threat for quite a while. I get reports from a number of people who are either there or here and watching it. Don't ask me why the media is playing it down or pretending it doesn't exist.
Right.
They have let a migration into their countries as if it's nothing, and yet all the hostilities those people bring from their homelands, they bring with them. This group hates that group hates the other group, they all hate each other, and those battles continue.
Right.
And they're not melding into society, they're creating separate societies and separate areas of conflict. If you look into it, it's horrific. I don't get why European culture isn't strong enough to stand up and say enough is enough. And we're seeing that here. Dearborn, Michigan,
yeah,
and other areas of Michigan are almost lost to the United States, and the media ignores it. Just ignores it.
Yeah. When I was in Europe, they told us in the 80s that nobody would be home. Nobody was homeless in Germany, except we saw homeless people all over the place.
Huh.
And that was when we were spending so much money on their defense that they didn't have to spend any, and they were able to cultivate their welfare state because we were defending them against the Soviets.
Right. We were spending the money. Let me give you a bigger picture on this particular point, Bill.
Sure.
When the Pittsburgh temple was attacked and the media was going crazy about anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism, this may sound weird, is normal. It's regular, routine, normal. Anti-Semitism has existed since biblical times. There's a group called Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership.
Right.
Maybe you're familiar with it. JPFO, based in Washington. I edit their newsletter. And JPFO understands anti-Semitism, doesn't take it for granted, but accepts it as it's there. And now the media is yelling and screaming that, oh, my God, we have some, and they're trying to implicate the president. According to the Pew Center, 15% of all Muslims are radicalized Islamists. That's 180 million people who yep. want to wipe Israel off the map, hate Jews, and it's not just the Muslims. So the idea that anti-Semitism is this silly little outburst in one town, it's policy in nations. It's part of the Human Rights Council at the UN. Anti-Semitism is not this tiny little blip on the radar. It's routine policy, business as usual, in huge parts of the earth. And we own firearms to protect ourselves from that, and the media doesn't even know that exists.
The thing that I find interesting about it is how they take Islam. And they make it, everybody tries to make it sound like they're like the Baptists. But Islam is actually a political system like democracy, fascism, communism.
Right. They ain't the Baptists. Let me tell you. Islam is a political doctrine wrapped in a religious wrapper. And if you read the Quran, I have two copies. Or if you read the Quran and it's not in Arabic, then it is not the Quran.
No.
I have English copies. What can I tell you? I don't speak Arabic.
Right.
It is not what it says it is. I heard an imam on the radio say, oh, it starts out with we want peace and freedom and women are equal. I said, geez, that sounds great. So I got a copy. It starts out with Allah is great, Allah this, Allah that, follow Allah, do what Allah says. It's about obedience, compliance. It has nothing to do with what they say. And there's a principle called taqiyya, which says if you lie in the furtherance of Islam, that's fine. And you should lie whenever needed. That's the principle.
Right.
So if they tell you it's the religion of peace, it is not. Its history isn't. Its book isn't. Its adherents aren't. It's not what it's about. And it's a deadly threat. I do a talk called Does America Have Enemies? And America has all kinds of enemies who want to destroy us, want to kill us, take what's ours. And they come in all different flavors. Islam is one of them. The Nazis are one of them. We have internal enemies. We have external enemies. The media keeps talking about China. There's no China. There's communist China, a mortal enemy, a brutal dictatorship. They still have Mao Zedong on their money.
Sure.
He's one of the most mass murderers in history, and his picture is plastered everywhere. So this idea that the religion of peace is not to be worried about. We elected two Muslims to Congress. I hope that goes okay. I don't know. You got me all worked up, man. It's almost 7 o'clock. I haven't eaten dinner. I got a paper I'm trying to finish.
Well, that's
You're a good
we
guy,
these,
Bill.
We have these conversations, Alan, so that we can stimulate thought. Stimulate thought. And right. When people listen to these conversations, hopefully we're stimulating some thought.
Well,
certainly stimulates mine.
They can tell me what I stimulated if they go to gunlaws.com.
Yes.
And open a dialogue with me. I'd like to hear what they think. Or read a book like After You Shoot. People don't realize you can use self-defense, but you can end up in more trouble than the crook. And there's simple things you can do to save yourself from that and introduce new laws in your state that will help you protect yourself. Arizona passed a defensive display law where if you pull a gun to defend yourself, you can't automatically be charged with a crime. Every state should have a law like that. Not all the states do. In fact, at gunlaws.com, we have a whole list of model laws that your state probably needs that you may not even know exists.
Yeah. Now, are you going to SHOT Show this year?
You know, I go every year. And I figure I'll go this year, but I was debating to myself, do I really have to go every year? I probably will. Will you be there?
I'll be there. Well, the reason I was asking is we ought to set up, you ought to let me do a little video interview. I met Alan in the crossing and everything. I just said, Alan Corwin, I love your stuff. And that's how I managed to get him on the show the times I've gotten him since then. But we ought to do something a little more besides that, besides, you know, crossing the big expansive entryway.
Well, you'll be in Radio Row. Will you?
No, I won't. No, I won't be on Radio Row.
Where will you be?
I will be roaming.
Ah, so will I. Well, yeah. I have your information. You have mine. For anybody who hasn't been to the SHOT Show, this is a massive undertaking to find another human being at the show. But what do you say we make a point of it? Maybe we can grab a meal, be real adults, set up some kind of a show. I'm sure I can meet you in the press office.
Yeah, I will have a media pass, so, I mean, we should be able to shoot something in there away from the throngs of people. I wanted to be on Radio Row, but they seem to be more about, with NSSF, they're like, well, of course you realize that's only by invitation. I looked at who they have on Radio Row. I looked at who they have. Yeah, I look at who they have on Radio Row, and they got a lot of non sequiturs. So,
well, and there's not a lot of space, you know. The NRA gets a huge booth, and they use every inch of it. And you get some of the major national guys, which I think of you that way, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the NRA has the smallest audience, too.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's okay. It's the truth. Anyway, we'll have that discussion another time. One more time, before we run out of time, tell them how they can find Alan Corwin, the books, the website, all that other good stuff.
Well, if you want to know the gun laws in your state, we probably have it at gunlaws.com in plain English so that you can find out what you can and can't do and stay safe and out of prison, gunlaws.com. You can send me an email, get on my list for my Page 9 newsletter that gives you news you won't find anywhere else. Read any of my white papers. I do write for national magazines. Those are generally posted. I've written 10 books, and here's a secret. If you do order something, you can say, please autograph in the comments box, and that makes it to my desk. And I'll open a dialogue with anybody. Go ahead and write to me. Gunlaws.com.
Alan, I will be in touch. I'm so glad you called me. Thanks for coming on tonight.
And I'm glad your equipment's working again. I don't think anybody heard that story.
Nope, we're not going to talk about it either. Thank you, sir.
Good night.
Good night. Back again tomorrow, 21 hours. You know the spiel. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.